Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's dial down on this bit of what Mike Tomlin said in the postgame.
You know, we did what we had to do to win tonight. Obviously, we got some things we need to work on, but we'll work on those things in our AFC North hats and T-shirts. And for that, we're thankful.
All right, you know what's going to happen? And by the way, we'll hear from Ben Roethlisberger in about 10 minutes, his full postgame remarks. You know what's going to happen? Some of Steeler Nation is going to say, oh, you better slow down. You're setting yourself up. That's Tom Brady. You can't beat him. The Patriots are so good. I fall on the other side. I like that Mike Tomlin, I think he feels a special way about this group, and I like that Mike Tomlin has taken the tack of, you know what, screw it. I think we're real good this year. I'm going to talk like we're real good. I'm going to beat my chest all year, and let's go out. Until somebody knocks us off and beats us bad, I don't care. I'm going to talk big because I think this group is big.
Well, the offense I love is big. That's for sure. And I'll tell you what, New England, I've been in that New England locker room on a Monday in the meeting rooms where the coach comes in and says, okay, this is who we're playing. And he'll go down the list and make everyone seem like they're all-stars. But this week is going to be a lot different because it's going to be pick your poison. And that's the word he's going to use. And he's going to tell him about Ben is playing like he's, you know, 10 years younger. Talk about AB, who's probably the best wide receiver to ever play the game. He's going to go above and beyond. And he's going to talk about Bell. And he's going to actually have to say, he's going to say out loud, I don't even have to make this up, guys. This is who we're playing, and they're all very, very legit.
Does he ever down? I'm just curious, since you brought this up, does he ever downplay good players?
No, not
downplay.
Just his own. Okay. His own guys.
I don't know if he ever came in and said, you know what? These guys think they're really good, but they aren't all that.
No, he makes everybody better than they are. Okay. And now he has a team that everyone is good. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, I have an impossible time thinking that in Belichick, if there's a master of it, if there's anybody who could do it on this planet, it's him. But I have a hard time thinking even he could say, hey, Antonio Brown has a flaw here or a flaw there, or hasn't been good the last 4 weeks, hasn't been spectacular. Or Ben, he can't make this throw or that throw because it's all happening.
He would take their best plays from this week and say, hey, so-and-so, what are you going to do against this? Look what he did to this guy. I mean, how are you going to stop that? And he'll go down everybody's highlights.
I know Ben was – well, we'll hear from him, but he'll talk about the stuff about going off script with AB. But I wonder how often he does that, and if he does, if there's any kind of a trend to it that a guy like Belichick can pick out and point to and say, okay, when this happens, he's going to tell AB to do this.
Well, it's obvious the bread and butter for the Pittsburgh Steelers now has become a little bit of no huddle, but also that rail route where AB just runs up the rail. He gets a little bump off. He goes from the hash to the sideline, and he catches the football, and he just wins a one-on-one battle. That's the bread and butter of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It doesn't matter if that hits for 9 mm-hmm. yards or if that hits for 45 yards. That's what they do best. To catch that football coming at you on that angle, just straight ahead, is so damn difficult. And Antonio Brown makes it look so easy. And it's indefensible because the defensive back is running backward and trying to pick up that football at the same time Antonio Brown is bumping off of him too. It could be pass interference a couple times, but AB is a master of bumping just enough to bump that defensive back off balance and catch the foot. That's their most effective offensive play, and it ain't close.
And it's not close. And I'll tell you, and the thing with AB that Belichick would try to find would be, hey, he's a hothead. Get in his grill and start with him. If you both get thrown out, I can live with that. AB's not a hothead. You can't get him off his game. He's not going to get involved with all the other crap.
What was that, 2 years ago with Dre Kirkpatrick? Remember that? And there was it was out of character for him. And I don't know.
He got in a fight in a preseason game one time. Remember that?
I've seen AB get into it in practice. I mean, not, you know, knock down, drag out kind of stuff. But I mean, you see that in practices every now and again. But that's
what Belichick would be like, hey, listen, trust me, get in his grill, keep going at him early. And if you both get tossed, so be it.
This was just like an appetizer that's out of the way. Like you go somewhere, okay, I'll give me that little shrimp thing. I want the meal. I'm here for the meal. That's all that game was last night. Like it's, you know, you go to try to break it down or look at it. Okay, well, New England's here.
Well, it was pretty filling. But it was pretty filling then.
You're right, though. But it's Monday, and I'm already here. I am looking at my watch waiting for 425 on Sunday.
And I could tell you, New England is scared of this offense, as they should be. So again, back to your opening statements of the show, really, Colin, is so why hide that? Go at them. Go tit for tat.
I think that's what you have to do. You have to I think that the Steelers would rather lose 52-49 than try to play it close to the vest and have Brady score all those points, which he's going to do anyway. There's no help for this defense. There's no hope for this defense. When people think that the Steelers defense all of a sudden going to wake up and give up 13 points, it's not going to happen, I don't think. You just go out there and just try to match it. You try to match it. Try to get one stop, get one turnover, get one bad play, get one guy to fall down during a route. And it happens. Get one offensive pass interference.
Steelers would love to have one of those games where they have the ball for 38 minutes, but that's not the case here.
You know, the more I think about it, when you go back and look at what Jesse James did on that game-winning drive, the field goal drive, Roethlisberger took an awful sack. He's getting greedy back there and takes a 9-yard sack to set him up at 2nd and 19, and then 3rd and 13, and he throws a 17-yard pass to Jesse James. It wasn't Bell, wasn't A.B., wasn't even Martavis Bryant. It was Jesse James, and that was a tough throw and a tough catch.
No, it was a great football play. It really was.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.